At the 2013 AgConnect Expo, I am now visiting once again with Rusty Fowler. He is president and CEO of Krona North America. And we're here in your exhibit, Rusty. Before the show, we talked about what was going to happen. Now we're kind of near the end. We've seen what's happening. Let's start there. Your impressions, your thoughts on this show this year.
I was just returning from a show management committee meeting, and we had all the representatives from the various exhibitors in there, and to a person. Every exhibitor is extremely pleased with what we've seen so far. And here's the difference. We have a group of customers coming into this show that are coming here for education, taking part in the 50 educational sessions we have, and almost every one of them have been booked out. Our educational sales, ticket sales to educational, are higher than they've ever been. The customers that we have coming in to our booth, everyone to a person is a serious buyer and someone looking to see how technology can improve their operation, that's what this show is all about, and it's working, and it's been great.
So what do you have on display? What are some of the kind of the key features or pieces of equipment that you really would like people to have a good awareness of right now?
We always talk about the new technology. So what I guess you would say our flagship of our exhibit here, and really the flagship of our line, is our 1,100 horsepower Big X forage harvester with a 12-row corn head on it. This is the top-of-the-line technology in forage harvesters. In fact, it's the largest one in the world. I've been in the field with this machine, and you're talking about filling a 40-foot trailer with corn silage in about 3.5 minutes, if you can imagine that. That's the type of technology. And then to top it off, it's got all the newest technology on the electronic side, like telematics and remote diagnostics and GPS. It's got plug-and-play GPS where it'll accept Trimble and Topcon and all of your other GPS-type attachments. So this is new technology. Then we move around here to the big square baler, which is the second or third generation of our HDP baler, but it's a high speed. And I've been in the field with both of them, and if I run a traditional machine beside the high speed, you can't believe the difference in the ground speed, and you still get a very high density bale. And then we even coming further around, we have a whole new concept in a round baler. The compression system inside of it is not a chain and slat like we've had in the past, but rather it's a totally new design that's a little bit hard to explain, but it grips the bale, while it's turning, holds it tighter, and we're achieving up to 20% more density per bale that comes out of that baler because of this new technology. And if I could mention one more thing, we have a new pickup that's patented by Krona, and it has, for those of you that are listening and know what a cam track is in a pickup, and I tell you there's no cam tracks in this pickup, you'll know why that's a big benefit. It's a very simple system, a simple rotating system of the tines, and there's no cam track to break or repair. So all of these things are new technology. It's a top state-of-the-art technology for us, and this is what we want to show when we're at AgConnect.
Well, you've got a beautiful display here to top it all off, I guess I would say. And we are seeing some fascinating technology on display at this show, because I've been into the three shows, and this probably is, as you're talking about, even with your equipment here, some fascinating new technology. It'll be interesting to see 2015, what we have at that point. So are you already looking ahead to 2015?
Yeah. In fact, at the meeting this morning, I told the folks at AEM who manage this show so professionally that we will need more space next year, in 2015. But we're also going to do a lot more about getting people here because of the experience that the people had while they were here, based on what they told us, was the best show experience they had ever had. And they can't believe that they can sit down with the top executives of our company and the other companies that are exhibiting here and have FaceTime with them on a one-on-one basis. They don't have to line up. It's not noisy and crowded. And their experience is just so much better. So we're going to get more people here on our own. And I know the other exhibitors are going to do the same thing.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Rusty, for taking a few minutes here to talk about how things are going here at the 2013 Ag Connect Expo. We will look ahead, as we just said, to 2015. I believe we'll be in Indianapolis at that point, another great location. So here from Kansas City, Chuck Zimmerman reporting.